Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Frank Andrews Show podcast.
Jake, I just want you to know I appreciate the very sensitive music you're playing. I didn't really think about that, and of course I don't have to,
because you no problem, buddy.
You always have that kind of sensitivity. I just want you to know I appreciate it. Okay, so you know lots about Uvalde, and we're going to get to the phones here in just a second. I know many of you have lots to talk about. 883-0098. But I just want Governor Abbott had a news conference. Now, we carried it earlier at about 1:30, I believe it was. Jake, soundbite number two, Abbott number two on what happened. The governor of Texas kind of explained a little bit more so that we can get an insight into exactly what happened. Here is Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Let me tell you the best information that we have at this time, understanding very importantly that this is an ongoing investigation, and ongoing investigations often revealed new information as those investigations progress. The first thing that happened was that the gunman shot his grandmother in the face. She then contacted police. The gunman fled, and as he was fleeing, he had an accident just outside of the elementary school, and he ran into the school. Officers with the Consolidated Independent School District, they approached the gunman and engaged with the gunman at that time. The gunman then entered a back door and went down two short hallways and then into a classroom on the left-hand side. The gunroom entered into that classroom, and the classroom was connected internally to another classroom. Border Patrol, Consolidated ISD officers, police, sheriffs, and DPS officers converged on that classroom, and a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman. As I said, Texas Rangers are leading the investigation, joined by federal, state, and local law enforcement officials. At this time, we know that 19 children have lost their lives. Two faculty members lost their lives. In addition to that, there are 17 people who are injured, but their injuries are not life-threatening. All family members of all of these students and faculty members have been contacted and informed about the circumstances. Officials are working with parents to ensure that their parents are going to be able to see their children. Parents should contact victim services at the County Fairplex.
That's Governor Abbott. Now, we're going to hear more from him, but I don't want to keep people on hold too long. Don from Pittston, what's your thoughts, Don?
It's a somber day, but we can do some immediately right now. It's right online. 70% of all these 19 since 1999, these school shootings are carried out of these youngsters under 18 years old. Now, I remember when I went to rent a car, I'd be 25 years old. The guy turned me away at the airport when I was 21. We wouldn't let anybody, couldn't let anybody drive a taxi cab unless they were 25 because of insurance reasons. Just switch it, maybe a military exemption, you know, for if someone goes in the military, obviously they could learn how to use a gun. But otherwise than that, you could do it tomorrow. We could do it immediately. 25 years old to buy an assault rifle weapon. I think that might be just a start. It's a step in the right direction. I don't know why they won't do it. 25 years old, because I think you're a young man then, and you get over that, you know, in between, when you're young, like 18, you know how it is. You're between, like, or 21, you're between a man and a teenager. And it's tough on, I guess, some of the young male youths, you know. They don't know what to do. Maybe they're in limbo or not working or anything. So that would be my first solution. And then they can get other things like they do to be an armed guard. You have to take a test and learn how to shoot the gun, an Act 235, and that would bring in revenue. Like, teach them how to shoot the gun, and, you know, you have to go through a course. That costs like $500, and it's renewed. You take a mental test, and it's renewed every 5 years. But the first step, Frank, would be the 25-year-old limit. What do you think?
Well, you're the fourth person that suggested that, so, you know, we'll see what people have to say. And one of the people that might have a thought about that is my friend David from Bloomsburg. Hello, David.
Good evening or afternoon. Somber day yesterday. Sympathy for the victims and their families. You know, everybody's talking about new legislation. We have to enforce current legislation. Right now, we need to start with felon plus a firearm equals 5 years. So many times that is plea bargained away that there are no consequences for firearm charges unless they lead to death. All right? Meek Mills in Pennsylvania. Mamia Abu-Jamal gets off death row for shooting a cop because liberal politicians don't want to take the time and effort to prosecute these people and enforce current statute laws. The law for long guns is 18. So it doesn't matter if it's an AR-15 or a Model 700 or a 12-gauge or 20-gauge shotgun. That's the current law. He was compliant with the law. Now, was this person a U.S. citizen, yes or no? It used to be, and because I'm a dealer, this is fact, you had to have extra documentation to buy a firearm if you were not a U.S. citizen. You needed an active green card and your EIN number to prove you were here, and you were working, and you had long-term established residence, and you were working on your citizenships. Barry Obama changed that in 2010 so that non-U.S. citizens, all they had to do was show a current visa and be able to purchase a firearm. So was this person a citizen or not? You know, that would have, you know, prevented him from buying a firearm if we had gone back to the existing laws, the ATF not had changed it.
I haven't heard whether he is a citizen or not. I've been looking for that. I can't find that yet.
And where are his parents?
That was my question. Where are his parents? Because he lived with his grandmother.
And was she raising him the right way, and that's why he got offended with her and shot her in the face? You know, you just don't do that because you're outraged. You have to plan that. And, you know, the reason to do that is probably because they're making you follow the rules and regulations, which the schools. And he had a juvenile record. The governor said that yesterday, and we're working to review it. He was known by law enforcement. It was said by the governor. You know, if you're known by law enforcement and you have that much of a juvenile record, why aren't they doing something and monitoring this individual? They found his Facebook pages where he said, I'm going to kill grandma. And 15 minutes later, he says, I shot grandma. You know, where's the oversight?
David,
like this?
What are, you know, we've had four or five callers who said that they thought that there should be a restriction on buying and having a weapon until you're 25. What are your thoughts on that?
So people, when they're 25 in 1 month, will kill people. Right now, there are 275 million AR-15s in the United States. All right. The majority of them don't jump up and are used to kill people. These heinous crimes are used in such situations to be a statement. You know, we have 12,000 people killed every year by drunk drivers. We don't ban people from stop getting a car at 18 or ban restrictions on them. Well, people could still drive drunk and everything else. We're not using horse and buggies, you know, and people even nowadays with their EVs put them on auto drive when they're drunk, thinking that the car is going to get them home, and then they get in an accident and their excuse is, well, I wasn't driving, the car was. It's preposterous. We have to enforce existing laws that are on the books.
I hear you, and I hope you heard that in the first hour I called your name and said I need you to call, so thank you. 4:45, we'll be right back.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.